we're also seeing hormone therapy plus bevacizumab, the anti-VEGF agent. So I guess the whole issue of biologics and endocrine therapy is being explored.
Absolutely. I think this is a critical area to look at in terms of clinical investigation is the concept of anti-angiogenic therapy along with endocrine therapy. That's one of the areas that has not yet been explored in large phase 3 trials, but now those studies are ongoing and will be very complementary, hopefully, to the taxane-based randomized trials of bevacizumab, which clearly shows an advantage with Avastin and Taxol.
What about the use of endocrine therapy and trastuzumab without chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting? We don't really have any data on it. All the trials looked at chemo plus trastuzumab and then with hormones. What about skipping the chemo?
You know, this is really attractive concept, just because the hazard ratios for all of the adjuvant Herceptin trials are around 0.5. All of them demonstrated about a 50% reduction in the odds of recurrence when Herceptin is used in the adjuvant setting above and beyond chemotherapy. So it seems to me very likely that even in the absence of chemotherapy, you'd probably still have a similar hazard ratio. So I would imagine that endocrine therapy plus Herceptin will be superior to endocrine therapy alone for somebody that's HER2 positive and, let's say, low risk otherwise. So it's a testable hypothesis. There are studies that are being planned to address this issue. They're difficult studies to execute, perhaps, because it may require large sample sizes and long follow-up in order to capture the data. But I think it really is an important issue, and it's a very practical issue in real terms, because now in the clinic we're discovering all these mammographically detected tumors that are sub-centimeter routinely, and yet we know if they're HER2 amplified, they don't behave the same as typical sub-centimeter tumors, perhaps. They may have a risk of recurrence that's still double-digit and could be halved potentially by adding in adjuvant Herceptin, even in the absence of chemotherapy. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a research question that must be addressed, and I think future trials will get to the answers.
And I guess it's, you know, really a vexing problem, because if you talk about giving hormonal therapy and trastuzumab, other than having to come in for the infusions, you know, pretty good quality of life. Now you throw in chemotherapy, maybe it's going to be a pretty marginal improvement. You've got a whole different situation. You're looking at a 75, 80-year-old person whom you maybe don't want to give chemotherapy to. And I guess that's where this is going to be maybe utilized first.
Absolutely. I see patients all the time who simply are not candidates for chemotherapy by virtue of their age, by virtue of the fact they have small, no negative tumors that just don't merit cytotoxic therapy, or perhaps they have other comorbid medical conditions that preclude them from considering chemotherapy. And in those patients, I think this would be a wonderful option to explore.